1450 WHTC Holland's hometown station now presents the WHTC Bowling Report, presented by Zeeland Lanes and by Coop and Burr Insurance. It is a Tuesday morning, which means it is the Ladies Bowling Report. And Mary Beverly joins us, as she does every Tuesday morning at this time. Good morning, Mary. Hopefully you are well.
Good morning, Gary. I am very well.
Yeah, we try to get that upbeat music to get everybody going on Tuesday morning, and certainly the ladies have been knocking down the 10 pins.
Well, they definitely have. We're going to do something a little different this morning. Number one, it's the Q morning this morning, and I don't know very many names that begin with Q. So, ladies, if your name begins with Q, special good morning to you. Going to do the season-high games, seeing we're starting on a new year and the second half of the season for a lot of our leagues. Season-high games, Bel Guerrera, 300. Tammy Newberry, 279. Dawn Clapp, 278. Lori Kirkland, 277. A 277 for Courtney Garvelink. Then we have Katie Vintainen with a 267. Krista Pardue, 264. Robin Veenhoven, 264. Misty Mendez, 263. Chelsea Kirkland, 257. Kim Smith, 257. And Shauna Baum with a 255. High series for the season. Lori Kirkland, 742 and a 703. Courtney Garvelink, 720. Robin Veenhoven, 715, 705, 701. Then I have Tammy Newberry with a 711, Krista Pardue, 691, Bel Guerrera, 671, Katie Vintainen, 656, 655 for Shauna Baum, Chelsea Kirkland with a 653, also with a 653, Kim Smith, and then Dawn Clapp with a 651, and that makes up our season highs. Here are the high games for the week ending January 4th. Tammy Newberry from Saturday Night Fever with a 231. From Friday Night Rollers, it was a 229 for Becky Flowers. Julie Davis from Saturday Night Fever had a 225, and then a 224 for Bel Guerrera, also Saturday Night Fever. From Northern Lights, it was Amy Hamilton with a 216. Then I have Jean Newton from Friday Night Rollers with a 212. Monica Solis from the Friday Night Rollers with a 209, and Diana Smith from Saturday Night Fever with a 208. High series for the week looked like this. Tammy Newberry with a 640 from Saturday Night Fever. Saturday Night Fever, it was Bel Guerrera with a 625, a 562 for Amy Hamilton from Northern Lights. Dawn Clapp from Thursday Night Misfits with a 556, and Diana Smith with a 551. Over the holidays, activity on the lanes for the women was a little bit limited, but everything is in full swing again this week. Hopefully, our weather won't keep them off the lanes. We just finished up a great tournament. Our holiday tournament was about 30 to 32 people over entrance over last season, and we hope we're looking forward to the same thing for our annual city tournament, which begins February 1st and runs through March 2nd. Team event will be at Lakeview Lanes, which is now called Alleys, and doubles and singles will be at Zeeland Lanes. The entry blanks are in the houses. Just a reminder, there is a closing date on this, and that would be January 25, and so time is marching on. Get those teams together. There will be divisions for the men's and the women. Team event, doubles and singles, and there's also a senior doubles and singles for the men and the women both. Entry fees prize money will be kept separate, just like it was for our holiday tournament. Men's prize money will be given to them, and the women's will be kept separate and given to them. Also, in the not-too-distant future, the men's, some teams will be headed for state tournament in Muskegon, and that's on January 18th and 19th. Update and standings of the holiday tournament can be found on our website, which is greaterhollandbowling.com. So if you want to check that out, why, just go to your computer and punch in those letters, and you'll get some results. Or you may find them in the houses also. I think that's going to about wrap it up for this morning. Everybody stay safe. I'm going to bundle up and take my dog outside, but he's not going to be out for very long with this wind chill factor. You be safe out there.
We will certainly do that. Mary Beverly, as always, thank you very much, and you have a good week. And Brent, we'll talk to you next Tuesday morning.
I'm looking forward to it. Have a grand and glorious day, everyone.
Thank you very much, Mary Beverly, with the Ladies Bowling Report on 1450 WHTC, brought to you by Zealand Lanes and by Coop & Burr Insurance.